So we're just going to take a quiet moment to do a meditation, to relax and breathe. Breathing slowly and deeply into our heart space. If it feels comfortable, you might put your hand on your chest and allow yourself to just relax. Find that beautiful place of peace, light, and love that exists at the center of all being. That beautiful space that underlies all of the activity ever available, where we are dearly, deeply loved. So we breathe into that space of loving. And we connect with feeling loved by our inner being, by Source, by Spirit, by the infinite, eternal Beloved. We allow ourselves to remember that we are the leading edge of thought in the Abraham terms, that we are ever sourced and supplied, that well-being ever flows to us. And it's a really nice opportunity to appreciate how blessed we have been, how abundant our lives are, how much love is here, how much energy and health is here, how much satisfaction is here, how much we are cared for from one moment to the next. As Abraham says, there is great love here for you. And as we feel that love, it allows us to love, to give out what we've already received, to radiate that infinite eternal love out into our worlds. And as we start with a quote or two from Abraham now on the 4th of December 2021, Abraham was talking about Esther watching a TV show where people were trying to get investors. And they were talking about how they've struggled to be where they are. And Abraham said, it's easy to remember what has been. And there are so many people around you who are willing to talk about it. Esther wanted them to talk about where they are going rather than where they have been, because she could feel them trending in their problem rather than trending where they're going. And none of the investors wanted to invest in them. And Esther thought it's because they're trending in opposition to what they're really wanting. You have to find a way to let this moment be more fresh for you. A fresh breath of air, a fresh expectation, a fresh thought. And we know that it's helpful to start by saying, I understand this in a different way now. What has been, or even what is, doesn't matter. It's what's coming next. It's what's coming next has already gone away a long way in its state of becoming, in its vortex version. I've been asking and it's been answered. So there's a lot of momentum that has already been happening that I can now use as my reason for expectation. That's trending in the now to something that is new and different. That will help you. And a slightly earlier quote from the same workshop on 12-4 went this way. The questioner said, my question is, how does my inner being feel about my job and my office? Recently, someone asked how my inner being felt about the people in my life, and it was great and positive. I normally feel about my job from the lower half of the scale, and I know my inner being sees the good stuff. Thank you, thank you. And Abraham said, we like the way you asked the question because it's going to give us the opportunity to answer in a unique way that will be really beneficial to you, to all of you. Your inner being is actually looking at what you would describe as an entirely different office with entirely different people in it than the one you see most days. In other words, your inner being is looking at your vortexual office, your vibrational office, the one you've been formulating as you have known what you don't want and then launched a rocket of what you do want, and then known what you don't want and launched a rocket of what you do want. So your inner being is blissful, undivided and non-resisted, and supersonically focused on the deliciousness of the office you have created. And anytime, oh, it's so important, anytime you feel negative emotion, that's your awareness. That's your indicator that we want you to be aware of, that you are seeing a different office right now than your inner being is seeing. Abraham said, we liked this conversation. We walked into a new place together, didn't we? And I actually transcribed a third quote from that same workshop. And the person asked something about a rampage of letting go of the past or no looking back. And Abraham responded, a rampage is something you only want to offer from the upper half of the emotional scale. You don't want to rampage from the lower half. You don't want to rampage from anger or mob rule. You want to rampage from your connection with source energy, which means you want enlightened perspective to join you. You want to pick up on where your inner being is on the things that matter to you. You want to do your best to be in the receiving mode of what your inner being knows about these things that you want. So a rampage of no looking back can't possibly happen, because that would be a rampage from the lower half of the emotional scale. Not going to do that, not going to do that. So let's do a rampage of planning and looking forward. I'm starting to feel the way I must surely have felt when I made the decision to step into this physical time and space and into this wonderful body. There were so many unknowns, details, and specifics, and at the same time, so many knowns, because I knew for sure that what I was stepping into was fantastic and new and ever-changing and evolving. I felt the intoxication of this newness. And there is a part of me that almost thinks I remember that feeling of knowing who I am, and yet at the same time wanting to discover who I could be. What an interesting mix of thoughts, that I could be who I am now with such a willingness to release everything that I ever have been, and even all that I am seeking and finding what's more and more and more. I can feel the satisfaction, the true satisfaction, is in the moving in the direction of all I am becoming. I can feel the evolution, the becoming of me and everyone else. I am so in love with this life experience. I have such a crush on everyone on the planet. I am so thankful for the existence of all this variety from which I'm able to make magnificent choices for myself. and knowing that I can't get it wrong and that I never get it done makes it much more delicious, because now I am so willing and eager to jump in with both feet, with all of me. There is great love here for you, Abraham said. And so I'm going to build on those two last quotes. The first one that ended with, "That's trending in the now to something new and different," focusing on what's coming next. And the second one, the rampage on planning and looking forward. So we want to trend in the now for planning for something new and different. That will help us, according to Abraham, and it feels fun to me. So it's a nice place for us to focus today. So let's just think for a moment about what Abraham said about your inner being is not in the office that you're thinking about. Your inner being is in the office that you've created in your vortex and is feeling the deliciousness of that new one. So I invite you to think about something in your life that you focus on that you would be interested in seeing how your inner being is focused on it. Maybe it's something that doesn't feel quite complete yet, or something that has a little bit of ouchiness to it. Not the worst possible thing, but just something that's not yet quite as comfortable as you would like it to be. And just think about that in your present moment, and maybe a little bit, very little bit, about how you've been trending in your now. Maybe you haven't been doing the positive aspects of that quite yet. And let's take a little time to trend differently. To ask our inner beings, how do you see this? If I'm thinking about this situation or this place or this person, inner being, how do you see this? What are the positive aspects that you are focused on that feel blissful? What do you appreciate about this thing that I want to appreciate? And just taking a moment to listen, to feel, perhaps to see something that your inner being is eager to share with you about what's in your vortex. And if what comes to you feels good, you know it's in alignment with your inner being. Perhaps your inner being is seeing someone grinning in that place or in that situation, or that person laughing. Perhaps your inner being is sensing so many improvements and is able to tell you a couple of them. Seeing love flowing unconditionally. Maybe your inner being is seeing you as an unconditional lover, one who chooses to focus on the positive aspects. That's the you that's in your vortex. Try on that. I'm seeing the coat of many colors that Dolly Parton talks about. Try on the coat of many colors, where each patch is a color of your life that you appreciate. And let's see how many you can identify. I know one of my patches is nature. I love being out in nature. Let's think of what some of the other patches are. I bet there are patches for communities you belong to, or friends that you have. Like-minded people that you know. Perhaps there are children that you feel a special fondness for. They might be grandchildren or other people's grandchildren or children. They might just be beautiful beings that you've seen and appreciated passing you by on the street. They might be people who've treated you kindly. Let's put a patch on our coat of many colors for kindness. And let's put a patch on for people we've treated kindly. Notice the people to whom you've been generous or caring or loving or supportive. And let's put a patch on our coat of many colors for laughter. Think about people in your life who make you laugh. Think about the sound of your own laughter. I love to laugh. That's easy for me. And let's begin to plan forward for more opportunities for laughter. See if you can see yourself or imagine yourself or hear yourself laughing in a new environment. See if you can open your mind to planning for laughter, even if you have no idea where it's going to come from. Just a moment of pure mirth. Makes me laugh to use the word mirth. I don't know that I've ever spoken it aloud before. We're planning to delight in our lives and remembering our coat of many colors. Let's imagine walking into a situation and feeling an opportunity for kindness. Perhaps it's something simple like holding a door open for someone who's coming in behind you, or smiling at someone and wishing them a cheery good morning. Or it may be more elaborate, inviting someone into your home that needs help, as I do this week when a friend came and spent 3 days with me because she had surgery. Imagine being kind and planning your life to include acts of kindness, random or otherwise. Kindness feels good. And then plan forward an opportunity for you to be receptive to someone else's kindness. Perhaps someone is going to do something really nice for you in the next few days. Even if you can't see that person's face, can you feel how you would appreciate that if someone were kind or generous or caring to you? See the grin on your face and theirs as you share that moment of kindness. And perhaps the coat of many colors includes a patch for celebration. And take a moment and plan forward to a celebration. Some of us celebrate solstice, some Christmas, some New Year's, some celebrate our birthdays or other people's birthdays. There are so many opportunities for celebration. I had one friend, I asked him what he celebrated, and he said, "Oh, I make up my own holidays." So plan forward and imagine a holiday that feels particularly delicious to you. Perhaps it's a big celebration like a wedding. Perhaps it's a tiny dinner for two on a birthday. Perhaps it's going out for ice cream with people who make you smile, or something vegan. Not sure what the equivalent to ice cream is, if there is one. But trusting that there is ways to celebrate in every path. And planning forward for celebration. And I bet there's a patch on the coat of many colors for joy. For basking in the bliss of life. If you get in touch with what bliss feels like, beloved once said to me that we could melt into bliss by leaning in to the beloved. Bliss, joy, wonder, curiosity. Imagine forward something in your life that creates that open-hearted, expansive feeling of bliss. So good. And our time for meditation is almost gone. We could do this for a long time from my perspective. Our coats of many colors have many, many, many qualities of life that are beautiful and useful that we could imagine forward into. But for right now, let's take a deep breath and maybe stretch a little, move a little. Allow yourself to come into a normal waking consciousness and be present with friends. I love smiling at my friends, and I am so grateful for the opportunity to do this. Thank you.